the last thing that we ended on was Forrest turning his laptop around and showing you an article about a man named Chris Sloan, who was an employee at the Coral Chemical Company, who went mysteriously missing about two weeks ago. And that's where we are. We're in the library now.
Well, we're planning our break-in, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So are all of us in the library?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you were all in the library at the time.
Yeah, we all came back, I think, yeah.
Yep.
Because we were looking at the documents that Birdie's grandfather?
My dad.
Your dad. Her dad. Father had.
So this Sloan article... how old is it?
It's about a week and a half old. It's relatively new.
Have any of us met Mr. Sloan or know of him around town?
Remy would recognize it as being a missing persons case with the sheriff's department. And what you got, what essentially comes up in the article is that on February 15th, 2023. So, yeah, you guys are like, this is the end of February, early March, around that time. His coworkers claimed that he frantically clocked out and just disappeared. Nobody saw him leave the property. He just wasn't there. And the article and, you know, through the sheriff's department, you would know that in the days prior to his disappearance, he had become kind of paranoid. He was spouting off about strange conspiracies and, stuff about underground structures and all sorts of weird stuff. But that's all you would know about Chris Sloan.
Did he have a family that he left behind? Is there a wife we could interview? Children, roommates, anything like that?
He did have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Rob, just side note, would there be, like, if I knew this as a missing persons, I know we're a small town and following up on everything is probably difficult, but knowing Remy, would I know the boyfriend and have attempted to interview him prior to this, or have like a, you know, maybe a prior meeting with them? Or do you think it's one of those ones that I know about but just hadn't gotten to?
I would say that you know that he had a boyfriend, but I don't think you would have interviewed him.
Okay. Would I know the boyfriend's name?
Yes, his name is Kale Wong.
Kale, like K-A-L-E, food.
Yeah. Yep.
The super green.
The super green itself, absolutely.
The super green Kale Wong.
The super green Kale Wong, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. But yeah, that's what you know of Chris Sloan's, that's really all that you guys know at this point.
Side note, would we know if his boyfriend lives around here?
Oh yeah.
We'd be able to find him, like go to their residence and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I would say so.
Okay.
Well, I would say that if we know that, I'm assuming Remy has shared with us that she knows that he was ranting about underground structures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really... the notes we got from the coworkers were, I mean, it's pretty consistent with other missing people, you know? It's kind of underground structures, cryptids, you know, aliens, you know, building stuff. But, I mean, it happens so frequently, we just toss it in with the pile, you know, but.
Now we have a note from my dad saying that there's an underground structure, though. So maybe it's real.
Well, also, your dad could be nuts. I mean, I'm not saying he is, but or was, but I just, I mean, maybe he was having, maybe there's something bigger out there. I mean, Birdie, I'm just saying, you touch things and they glow now. I'm not really sure what to believe.
That's fair.
It's, you know, there's a lot happening, and I'm trying to... Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call your dad nuts. I just...
I think you did.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to say it like in a way that it sounded like I believed it, you know? I was trying to be more off-putting about it, so... Anyway, let's go talk to Kale Wong. Maybe
when are we breaking into the facility? Because that's priority one on my list.
So here's the thing.
So hold on 1 second.
Here's Forrest, the thing.
Forrest looks at you and says, "Look, I went up there. There ain't no breaking into there. I'm going to tell you right now, because they had pretty good security. I don't know if you noticed, but it's like that structure is like on a plateau in and of itself. It looks like, hold on. And he like types up something on the
Google computer. Maps, Google Earth. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, he zooms in on it and he turns it around and he says, "It was built on a mountain." That's very weird. Like, I don't understand why they would just build this. Like, there's no reason for it to be built on a mountain. So, that's pretty weird. But the main thing is, they have pretty darn good security, so I don't think you're going to be able to just break in there.
In any event, Remy was going to get a tour.
Yeah, so when I went there and talked to security, they were really helpful. helpful. And they just basically said to come on back and they would, you know, try to grant me a tour. So maybe we don't need to break in. Maybe we could do this law-abidingly, not like, you know, weirdos, and just go like normal people asking for a tour, and maybe that's the way we find things out.
It's a start.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I don't think they're going to show you the secret underground facility, but, you know, well, you could certainly keep your eyes peeled for things.
But maybe, and Remy's gonna like take a couple of buttons down and just like Superman a little bit. And you guys see like, just, you see these buttons that have wires on them, and they're like, they look like little cameras that are attached to like tape. And Remy looks up at you guys. "I bet you guys didn't even know these were on me, right? I could take pictures."
"Nice. I have to say I am impressed."
I was really button them back up and just like, "So listen, I mean, I might be able to just be like, oh, look over there. Why, there's an interesting thing over there."
You're
just,
so good. You've nailed
it.
It's
not obvious.
You've
it nailed wouldn't it. Be obvious at all.
Yeah. You've nailed it.
Yeah, look at that over there.
Forrest sits back and he's looking at you like, "What the hell are you even talking about?"
"Well, you know what? I'll take a couple of pictures."
"Yeah, have you got a request it online from what I can tell? And then have you done that yet?"
"No. I've done everything else and thought about the tour, including like getting my camera ready, getting notes ready, getting a shirt that says Chem Rocks, you know, with an exclamation point, trying to really, but I did not go online and request a tour. That, I mean, I could do it right now, but it wouldn't happen. Here's the thing. Serena, it wouldn't happen until like tomorrow, probably, or you know, I have to get a response, probably put security info in.
In the meantime, we could plan our infiltration via, you know, using the drone to look around. And
that's right. We were going to recon
get a map of the place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good idea. I already signed you up for the tour, so don't worry about that.
Of course, thanks.
Yeah. Nice of you.
Yeah. So, you know, I figure you're probably the best person because, you know, seeing as how you are law enforcement now, right? Like, how does that work now?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a private investigator, you know, helping where I can. I do have resources, you know, that I could reach out to at the office. But I'm more, you know, independently operating right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your connections could serve us on the inside? Because, like, the main thing I'm worried about is, like, you going missing, and that would be bad.
Oh, I'm not going to go missing.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I feel like the people that go missing, like, one, they didn't have one of these, and I'll whip out, like, my .38 snub. One, they didn't have one of these. Right?
Mm.
Also,
are you sure you should be, like, whipping that out in the library?
Yeah. Okay, I just whip it out again.
Ricky does have a point. I think everybody who's went missing so far has actually been an employee.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I mean, I'm not an employee of the company, so I think I have a better chance to get in, do a little, you know, oh, wow, look at all the things you do. I could clean my whole house with this, I don't know, lie, and then, you know, get back out, develop some photos, bada bing, bada boom.
Mm.
I got a good feeling about it.
Okay. We could make you a button that says, like, green scheme or something, so that they think that you're on their side.
Oh, yeah, that's distance, what I was thinking with the
distance yourself as much from me as possible. They hate me.
Oh, if anybody asks me, I'm going to go, Serena Jade, she's into drugs, and that car stuff is cool. Yeah.
Maybe you should, you know, talk about how she's, you know, not stable.
Yeah. Clinically unstable. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a solid plan.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. I'm going to do a little bit more research to see if there's any other missing people that maybe weren't working there that came, you know, that pop up. But that's a weird thing. It's like they all seem to have worked for the chemical plant, or yeah, they all just worked for the chemical plant. I don't know. It's weird.
Already connections made, threads being found. Look at us. Look at the work we're doing. This is good.
Damn near professional.
All right. Well, should we all go to talk to Kale?
I think that might be too much.
Yeah. I don't want to put him in. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind going myself if anybody else wants to go. But I don't mind just having a brief conversation if anybody else has things going on.
What do we know?
I'm
going to
do a little more research here in this really this library is very strange. I have to tell you, like, it's like, I what is it with these missing pages? I've been staring at that Huggins guy, and I don't know. He just gives me creepy vibes.
You've been staring at him?
I've just been watching him, you know, a little bit. Sometimes I'll look over to see if I'm looking at him. And he notices, but
maybe you give him creepy vibes. Listen, you're in Sunderland. Look, everyone's going to give you creepy vibes.
Mutual creep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those were the initial vibes that I got from all of you, but you've turned out to be all right. So I don't know.
That's fair.
Just learning how to fit in.
Well, I mean, like, I'm only here for a short time. Like, I don't.
That's what they all say.
What is this, like, Hotel California?
Well, and then they go missing.
That's not going to be. That's not going to be me, though.
No, it's not going to be you. It's not going to be me.
No.
I mean, that's not a terrible idea if we can't find out anything. You could apply for a job and see what you can learn from the inside.
Like, are these people union or? Because, like, I don't know. I hope they're union. I should really look into that. Any, you know, starts typing away on his laptop, and there have been like recent articles about like pro-union movements at the Coral Chemical Company, and there are some people that have been trying to unionize the workforce there. So,
are there any missing people from who's been trying to unionize?
Nothing so far, but to be honest, I'd probably have to ask the people that are, you know, unionizing, or at least one of us would.
Well, how far back has this effort gone? Because these murders have gone back quite a bit.
Yeah. Again, like, it's just strange that there's no, like, safety stuff that comes out of this plant. Like, it's almost as if it doesn't get reported.
That's what I've been trying to say. It's almost like you follow me on Twitter.
I don't. And, like, you could check on Twitter brain. And you could see.
Same brain. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. You know what? And I pull out my scar, and I'm like, I was actually injured by a Coral Chemical Company product. Would you like to see? And I try to show him my scar on my hand.
Oh, yeah. And, like, he takes your hand and he, like, puts it close to his face. It's like, oh, yeah, you can kind of see that there. Yeah.
Right, like, if the lighting is right, like, it's right there. See, you know, let's move under the lamp here. You can see it maybe a little better. Yeah.
I look at Birdie and I'm just like, where's Mark?
Oh, is it this one right here? And he points to something that's definitely not the scar.
Not that. This here. This here.
Oh. Yeah, that's totally a scar. Yeah, I can see that.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. 100%. There's nothing else it could be.
Magnify it by 9,000.
Enhance. Yeah, like, that's... So, what's the story behind the scar? What happened?
Well, I was trying to clean the oven with their signature oven cleaner. And of course, it has lye in it. It got me, and it burned me. So...
Were you using it properly?
Of course. Obviously. I was using it how everybody uses it, which is to spray it and scrub it down with paper towels.
They didn't recommend wearing gloves?
Absolutely not. Do you think I would have worn gloves? If they recommended wearing gloves, wouldn't I have worn gloves? What do I look like?
He's going to roll insight. He rolled terribly, though. So, he just nods along. Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
So what I'm saying, they care not a bit for the safety of their consumers. And so I'm not surprised that they don't care for the safety of their employees, is all I'm saying.
How many employees do you have in your operation?
Me?
Yeah.
Just me.
I'm just curious. Just you? You make all those chemicals yourself?
I don't work at the chemical company. I don't make chemicals. I make all natural cleaning products. I don't use any chemicals.
It's still a chemical, though.
Well, it's a natural chemical. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, sure. You know, like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Like, you do all that yourself?
Yeah, I have some contractors that I work with.
Okay.
But they're not, like, employees. Yeah.
Oh, no, they're like, you know, like independent contractors, you know, like professional wrestlers and stuff. Yeah, I gotcha.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, do professional wrestlers make your cleaning products?
No, I wish because I would give anything to have some kind of, you know, spokesperson that something like that. But I'm not made it that far yet.
flash cut. Just brief flash cut to, oh yeah, macho man, clean and savage here. Clean and savagely with Serena G. You know when you got soap scum on your shower, and I hate soap scum. You are the scum of the earth, and I am gonna rub you out.
And yes, as you can tell, we have resurrected Macho Man Randy Savage, and he is now a spokesperson for cleaning. You know what it reminds me of? Have you ever watched Young Rock?
I saw one episode. Yeah.
There is a great episode in which Randy Savage was obsessed with Sears department stores when they were open. And like in the show, there's like this scene in which he's practically pretending to work there, selling people stuff. Great.
So oh, you want this shirt? You're going to love this shirt. Sorry, I just had this image of Macho Man selling Serena Jade's items, and I just couldn't help myself.
That's totally valid, because I definitely have it in my head now. Yeah, no, it's there. Maybe when I get this podcast up and running, I'll if you want to advertise on the podcast, we could do that.
Oh. Are you serious? Thank you. I would love that.
Yeah.
Really appreciate totally. That.
Yeah, no problem. I think I'm going to do a little more research, and I'm going to keep an eye on this Huggins guy. Are we staking out the chemical plant tonight, or what are we doing?
Yes, we're definitely going to stake it out tonight. I think in the meantime, while Remy is interviewing Kale and you are continuing the research, maybe Serena wouldn't mind coming to the field behind the saucer swirl with me and practicing the drone flying.
We do need practice. We do need that.
Plus there's another UFO back there, and I'd really like to see if I can make it turn green.
I think that's great. That's great.
Okay. So Forrest is he'll continue to sit there in the library. Let's go with Remy over to Kale Wong's place.
I'll see you guys in a bit. I'm gonna get to my car, and hopefully I know where he lives.
Yeah, you would know. Like, actually, you'd be able to call up what was her name?
Oh,
I have it written.
Was it Tabitha?
Yes.
That's right. I could call her.
Yeah, and she definitely, you know.
Yeah, I'll give Tabby a call and just tell her what I'm doing and take some notes down and head over to Kale.
Yep. Okay. So, Kale has an apartment over on the east side of town, and it's a fairly nice apartment building, you know, it's modern. And that's the thing about Sunderland, is like, eastern side is more modern, whereas the western side is kind of like old hat. It's it was the first to be developed, and it is the first to be left behind by development in this town. But you go up to the second floor of this apartment building. It's apartment 214.
I'll knock.
There's an Asian man that answers the door. He's got short black hair, olive complexion, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and some jeans. And hey, how can I help you? What's up?
Hi, Kale. My name is Remy Dean. I'm actually looking to talk to you about your missing boyfriend, Sloan.
You police or something?
Police adjacent. I was working for the force, but I'm taking on some cases that maybe they don't have time for. Just looking to help out a little bit. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love to ask you a few questions and try to get a sense of what his mind might have been like and maybe help you find him.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. Thanks. I'll make my way in.
Yeah, and want anything to drink?
Well, sure. Yeah, I'll take just a water.
Sure. And he walks out to the kitchen and grabs a bottle of water and brings it back.
That's mighty kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So what can I help you with, you know, regarding Chris?
So this happened fairly recently, but when he clocked out of the plant, nobody knows where he went, nobody knows anything that happened, but people were saying he was starting to maybe spout some stories about underground structures and things like that, and clearly there's been a lot of rumors going around, and I just wanted to get your perspective. Had B been kind of talking to you about this, his fascination with this?
Yeah, like he was being real paranoid. Like, I don't really know how to describe it. Like
paranoid that somebody was following him, or did he get the feeling that he was being watched?
He wouldn't really vocalize it very well, but you know, he just kind of had the vibe of somebody who, you know, knew something that he probably shouldn't. Although he never really told me much. Although, you know, I did talk to one of his coworkers. A woman named Heidi Stone, and she's saying that he was spouting off about like underground structures and just like, I don't know, like weird, you know, like the worst alien conspiracies that you've ever heard in your life, and it's like nothing new here. We've all heard this stuff, but like, it's not true. There's no way it's true. But like, the thing is, I mean, he was stressed. I know he was stressed. He was stressed about a lot of things. And you know, there's that movement to unionize in there, which they really freaking should. Like, I mean, it's a chemical plant, you know.
The movement to unionize, that was he part of it? One of the leaders?
He wasn't one of the leaders, but he was definitely, you know, part of that movement. He was all about it, and, you know, he had, you know, they haven't demonstrated yet, but I feel like it could get to the point where, you know, people walk off the job. Like, Heidi was, she was saying that, you know, some of the bigwigs up there were kind of using some, like, you know, tactics, looking to lay off, you know, union leaders and stuff, but they haven't done it yet because they know they'll get in trouble. But, you know, I just don't know where this conspiracy stuff is coming from, because it's just, he didn't really, you know,
he didn't really get it from anybody. I mean, yeah, not into full detail, but he didn't, I mean, he didn't say that he had talked to anybody or seen anything. Like, was it just something that he kind of would drop into a conversation or mention? Or
Every time that it seemed like he was going to say something, he'd stop himself. It was, you know, it was,
like, it was an afterthought, yeah.
Yeah, like he was really thinking about the consequences of saying something, but like, there was one night I think he was really about he was about ready to come out with it, and he started to grab a piece of paper and a pen, and he started to draw something. And then he just took it and threw it in the trash. And I just wouldn't talk about it after that, and I didn't want to upset him, you know.
Did you happen to see what he drew?
It's kind of like a man. I don't even know how to describe it.
Hang on, and I'll take out my notepad and my pencil, and maybe like even if he could like scribble a little bit.
Kale takes a couple seconds, really thinks about it, and starts to draw what looks like a, you know, like a chemical vat in a way, but like the sides are clear, and this is where he stopped. Like, it just looked like he was drawing a chemical vat, and like looked like he was gonna draw something inside it. I don't know. It was kind of he sat there for a while, and he hung the pen above the page, and then he just threw the pen down and took the paper and just crumpled it up. So I don't know, like, I don't know, were people, like, they murdering pro-union people up there in, like, chemical vats or something? Like, I don't know.
Well, it's... I mean, you know, we all... I mean, I'm not a big fan of vats myself, you know, but...
I'm not a pro-vat person either, you know?
Anti-vat. Yeah.
Yeah, anti-vat.
Anti-vat.
Pro-vax,
anti-vat. Yeah. No, I think I would definitely be in the anti-vat. Unless somebody showed me a really good vat. But, yeah, let's...
Like, you know, if we're talking like a... If it's full of, like, beer, I'm all about it. But
I'm pro-beer vat.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, anything else is kind of, you know, I mean, like a chemical vat. Not a big fan.
No. No.
Well, like, all right. You know, yeah.
You know, just a bunch of people up there being mean, you know?
Well, it sounds like I need to maybe talk to Heidi. Do you happen to know Heidi personally? Do you know if Heidi's working up there still?
As far as I know, she is, but I haven't talked to her in a while. Like, here's the thing. It's like, Chris and I didn't live together, you know, like, you know, we're still, like, it's early in this relationship, we're still feeling each other out, so.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I miss him, and, like, I just want to know, like, did I do something? Did he just, like, up and leave? Like, you know, need some, like, closure here.
Yeah, no. I've only known you for about 5 minutes, but I can tell you're a genuine person. And I mean, you gave me Fiji water, and that's quality water. That's high quality H2O. And not a lot of people would give up that for somebody. So let me get back to you. I'll see what I can find out. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And Remy take out one of her paper business cards and hand it over to Kale and just be like, listen, if anyone's ever being mean, you call Remy Dean. And it sounds like I need to go to that chemical plant.
I appreciate this. And if anything else comes up, I'll give you a call.
All right, Kale. You have a good day, all right? Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you too.
And then I'll head out. And then when I get out the door, I'm going to like two-fist the Fiji water. And I drink my water with two hands.
That's intense. That's really intense.
But then I'll head back with my notes. And can I do like a little perception check just to make sure I'm kind of not being watched or nobody's seeing anything, just to see if anybody's around? That's a 7. I'm doing a great job.
You're like, I think you're like kind of thrilled about like the mystery that's going on here, and like you're careful, but you're not careful enough.
Yeah,
but you don't see anybody outwardly like staring or watching you. There's no like strange vehicles in the near you. So
okay, then I will head back to the car. I'm gonna tag up with everybody.
Okay. So we move now over to the back of the saucer swirl, where Birdie and Serena are attempting to man a drone.
So have you ever flown one of these before?
No.
Okay. Did this one come with like instructions?
We got it at the pawn shop, so it wasn't exactly, I don't know, let's dig through the box.
Is there instructions in this box?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely instructions.
Well, perfect. Are they in English? Are they like...
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
They do appear to be in English, and all the pages appear to be there.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. Also, I can YouTube this too. I can try to figure out how to mm-hmm. do this. So yep. I'm gonna spend some time YouTubing it, reading the directions, and then I'm gonna try to fly it.
Okay. So here's what I'll allow. Are you proficient with computers?
Am I proficient with computers? No.
Okay. If you take about an hour to either, you know, watch some YouTube clips or, you know, read through the manual or, those two things. If you do either of those two things, then I will say that you are proficient enough to use it, so you will get a proficiency bonus when using it.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, I will do that. I'll take some time, watch some YouTube clips, and then I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm going to get bored while she's watching the YouTube clips, and I'm going to go check out the UFO.
Okay. So, yeah, it's like... kind of like a... I don't even remember what I put this down in the sheath.
It's probably a good reason for it,
kind
though.
Kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of... It's pretty much like an art piece. Like a very... it's a metal UFO art piece, basically. And it's standing on some legs.
Is it similar in any way to the one at the saucer swirl?
No. Like, this looks extremely, how do we put it? It definitely looks like it's cast out of, something, like, there are a bunch, it's put together, with a bunch of different components, whereas the one at the saucer swirl, you couldn't really tell that.
Okay. Well, I would like to touch it and attempt, you know, my best effort to make it glow or something happen. Maybe it'll get fancy like the pancakes.
Okay. You do, and nothing happens. I mean, it feels like very cold to the touch. It's just a big, huge, hunkin' piece of metal.
Disappointing. I guess I'm going to try to read those directions since she's watching videos.
Well, appreciate your help. Thanks, ma'am.
If you could make things turn green, you would have wanted to try too.
No, that's true. That's fair. That's fair.
And then I'm going to put my hand on Serena and see if I can make her turn green.
And I like stop and wait, see if I turn green.
Serena, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
That would be a 9.
When you put your hand on her shoulder, you're concentrating. You're trying to, like, make her glow green like she's Mr. Burns in that Simpsons episode that had that X-Files theme to it, where he was like preaching about love in the woods after his like treatments and shit. But instead, you start to hear her thoughts. So, Serena, what thoughts are you having in your head right now?
I'm thinking, I hope I don't turn green. I hope I don't turn green. Please don't turn green. Please don't turn green.
Why would you want me this to not work?
I don't want to turn green. Wait a minute. I didn't say that out loud. Did I say that out loud?
I heard you.
Dang.
I'm going to take
I didn't realize I was saying that out loud. I apologize.
I'm going to take my hand off of her and I guess listen really hard to see if I can hear anything.
And I'm thinking, whew, I'm so glad that I did not turn green. That would have been scary.
You can hear all that.
I am going to keep that to myself.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let's give this thing a try. Let's give this thing a try.
Okay.
You ready?
So roll me a computer's check, which is D20 plus intelligence plus I think your proficiency mod is plus 2.
12.
Okay. You get it up there and you're kind of struggling a little bit, but you're starting to get the hang of it. So like you don't have any like any accidents, but you almost hit the saucer swirl, like the back end of the saucer swirl at one point.
Oh, but close one.
You are able to get it up there and fly it around a little bit.
Too bad. Not too bad. You want to try?
Yes, my turn.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. All right, roll me a computer's check.
How much was the computer proficiency?
It's a plus. It'd be a plus 2. Like at this level, you'd be your proficiency level bonus is plus 2.
Okay, so.
So it's 15. D20 plus intelligence plus 2. So 15. Okay, you have a much easier time of it. Like, you seem to be, actually, you know what? Roll that with advantage. See if you can do any better.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, with the 15, like, you're getting the hang of it. Like, you've really got it. You know, you're kind of maneuvering it around a little bit. Like, you know, you've done this before. So it comes a little easier to you than it does to Serena.
It's just like a race car, but it's got up and down, too.
Yeah, how'd you get so good at that so fast?
It's because I read the directions instead of
watching
those boring videos.
Well, the visuals help, all right?
Maybe you should try the directions.
Well, you got it, so how about you? You plan on being in control of that thing tonight when we scope this out.
Okay.
I'll be back up. I'll provide assistance.
Listen to hear if she's like jealous.
No, probably not.
I think by now it's worn off.
Oh, okay.
So you don't really hear anything, but
this is cool. I wouldn't have been jealous.
Are you jealous?
No, I wouldn't have been jealous. More so like the YouTube videos always work. I don't understand.
That's fair.
Google never turns me wrong. Well, I don't understand.
You mean the official documentation is better?
It's wrong?
What?
Remy, you get a call. And it is...
Oh, hang on. I got to pull over. Follow the law. Okay.
It's from Kale.
Oh.
And, hey, maybe you should check his apartment. Because I never went over there. And I don't know if the cops have been to his apartment, you know?
Oh, we weren't. I would have worked it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... Because, like, again, like, his car was in the parking lot. Nobody said he saw him leave. You know, part of me thinks something happened to him on site.
Oh, that's a great idea, Kale. So well, you should maybe work for the police department, right?
Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't know. I'll think about. You know what? I'm gonna go watch some Law and Order and see if it's for me. You know.
It's been going strong for 40 years, I'm pretty sure. It's a show worth watching.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's totally worth watching. Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's nice of you, Cal, to give me a call like that. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. Thanks for pointing me in the right direction. I'll be talking to you.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it. Thanks.
And then when I hang up, can I do like a Dukes of Hazzard, like start to drive back towards the other?
Yeah.
I gotta get to his apartment.
Yep.
It would burn some rubber, and then I'll head towards his apartment.
Okay. So, he also lived in the east side of town, and relatively nice apartment too. And he lived on the first floor. It's apartment 107.
Is the door unlocked, or do I have to try to?
You're gonna have to try to pick it.
Okay. All right. I have a kit. Yes. So I have an evidence.
So have a friend who's a rogue.
I do have a friend that's a rogue too that I could bring them back.
And right. Just, yeah. Oh yeah. Just randomly bring them back.
I could use my is it wisdom? What is stealth? Or excuse me, what is sleight of hand? Oh, that's dex.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do have items in my kit bag that I think would allow me to try to pick the lock.
You can grab those and
okay,
give it a shot.
Sleight of hand.
I think it is. It's gonna be sleight of hand for this one.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give it a shot here, and I'm gonna channel Serena Jade, and I'll be like, "All right, Serena Jade, talk to me." And I'm gonna take my tweezers and my pick and just try to get in there.
Okay.
17 plus nothing, so that's pretty good.
Okay, so
right, wink, wink.
you drop down to one knee and you just like you take out, you know, pick and you just start going to town. And before long, and you open the door. It's a neat, nice apartment. Just kind of your standard setup. You in your living room, you know, couch, recliner, TV, leads into the kitchen. There is a bedroom, bathroom, and that's pretty much it. It's relatively small. So
can I roll an investigation check?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
And I get I can do a focus die if I roll bad on this, but hopefully because I'm proficient in this, I'll do well. I'm gonna use my focus die.
Okay.
Just to be sure. Okay, this one better. So that's a 16.
16. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking around, you rifle through like, you know, the bedroom, rifle through the drawers, nothing really catches your fancy. You're about to leave the bedroom when you notice like it feels like there's a floor tile that's loose.
I'm sorry. What, say again?
You feel like a floor tile that's
loose. Oh, floor tile that's loose. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's near the bed.
I'll drop down and be like, huh. And I'll start to kind of try to pull it back.
Okay. Yeah, it you have to finagle it a little bit, but you're able to pull it off. And there's definitely a space there, a little bit of a crevice.
I'm going to get my pen light out. I'm just kind of like lean down and try to see. Before I put my hand in, I'm just trying to see if I can see anything and then try to try to feel around in there.
You reach your hand down, and you can feel, the first thing that you feel is it's like cold metal on your hands, and then you kind of grope around a little bit, and you realize it's a gun.
Shit.
And this gun is sitting on what feels like a notebook. Kind of has its it's leather bound.
I'm gonna take
relatively small.
I'm gonna take my hand out briefly, and then I'm gonna like move my sleeve down over it, and I'll reach back in. So I'm not putting fingerprints on the gun. I'm just gonna kind of slide everything towards me, and then like pull the gun out, and then take my sleeve up again, and then I'll reach in and grab the book.
You reach down and grab it, and it's kind of it's a relatively small and thin notebook.
Can I start to? I'm just going to peruse it briefly. There's no lock on it, right? It's not like a diary, right? It's more like a journal that you can peruse through.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's just the small. It's a nice notebook, but it's it's nothing like that.
Just going to start perusing through it.
Okay. So you start perusing through it, and you start to piece together that Chris Sloan had found something that he shouldn't have found. He starts to, it's part diary, and it starts to get into underground structures underneath the chemical company, having been told by friends. He doesn't give names, he only uses initials, so one initial is DM. Talks about like DM having worked there for a long time and knowing about some kind of underground structure where he talks about like aliens working with humans to like doing genetic experiments, creating weapons, all sorts of weird ass stuff, like the kookiest stuff that you can think of, like that you've ever heard, like stuff that you can't even like believe. Like it's something that just weird stuff. And you find two references to like that keep coming up over and over again. And one of them is called the Randall Institute. And it's abbreviated as RDI at times. And then you find references to something called the six-fingered hand. Don't know what those are, but they do keep coming up over and over again. And then the last page, he basically talks about how he is fearful for his life, that he thinks they're going to get him because he knows this information. And that basically, the other people that have gone missing because they have learned this information. That's his theory. And that's pretty much what you get out of it.
Can I check the gun? So I'm going to try to be careful with that. I'm going to like pull my sleeve up. Is the gun loaded?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety's okay. On, guns loaded.
Safety's on, guns loaded. Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's basically a revolver. You know?
Yeah, equivalent. I'm gonna pocket the book, slide that into my pouch, and I'm just gonna keep thinking RDI, six fingered hand. You didn't mention like the initials HS, right? So when I was reading, maybe I would have seen Heidi's initials, maybe, but it was more DM, whoever DM is.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'll take the gun and kind of I'm gonna place it back in there because I don't want anything to kind of do with that. I'll place it back down inside there, but I'm taking the notebook, and okay. I will do one more cursory glance around. And
you're careful not to get any prints on it or anything, right?
Yes, yeah. Like I take my sleeve again and just kind of like push it down there. I'm putting the floor tile back down, putting everything, trying to be very careful in placement, and then I'm gonna, after checking the apartment one last time, I'm gonna make my way out, lock the door, and leave.
Okay. So you do that. Where are you going after that?
After that, I think I would go back to, because they're out at the they're at the swirl, right? Practicing. I think I would go back to the swirl. But before I go, Rob, I would be in the car and I'm making copy notes of what I found. So like I'm writing like notes down like DMI question mark RDI question mark Randall Institute Six Fingered Hand. Like I just want to make highlights in my own notebook so I have that in case I lose this other notebook.
Okay. Roll me a perception check.
Perception. But I was so careful. That's an 11.
Okay. As you're sitting there, like, engrossed in copying notes, you kind of feel like you saw, like, maybe a head looking over, and like, you know, it's kind of like the feeling like where you if you've got floaters in your eyes and like you can kind of see them in your peripheral vision, and you know, you think like, oh, maybe someone's, you know, there's someone over there looking at me, and you look and there's nothing there. It's kind of like that feeling, only like you could have sworn that there was somebody just kind of like peeking their head out. And
If I don't see anything, though, I would get out and check. Like I kind of like would get out of the car, hand on my gun, kind of like walking around to check.
Okay. You walk over to where you think you saw like this this figure, this like this whatever this is.
This figment.
Yeah, and there's just wall there. There's nothing. There's no, there's really no place for some person to like lean out and look over.
Can I touch the wall just to be like, I'm just going to touch the wall and just be like, solid.
Yeah. It's like it's a brick wall, cold to the touch. It has like a stucco kind of feel to it.
Dear listeners, make sure to return your books to the library on time. Ronnie Huggins is pretty strict, and late fees are very pricey. Very pricey. Thank you all so much for listening. Remy Dean was played by Chris Russo, Serena Jade was played by Jennifer Taylor, and Birdie was played by Desdemona. You can follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at SunderlandRPG. And if you want more weird lore about the town of Sunderland, check out at Weird Sunderland on X. Until next time, welcome to Sunderland. If you see something, don't say a fucking thing.